Okay, Daf Gimel Amud Beis of Masechet Shmorei Kadosh. We are at the top of the page on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Amud Beis is today. Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, here's what I heard people saying in Eretz Yisrael. I heard the following cryptic statement, and we have to figure out what this statement means. Yachol Yilka Ala Tosefes. We might have thought you get Malkus for the additional stuff, and that's why the Gemara had to teach us that you're potter, you don't get malchus for the additional stuff. But we have no idea what this is talking about. What's the teaching of the Gemara that you don't get malchus? What's this additional stuff that we're talking about that we thought you got malchus for? So Gemara says two possibilities of what it means. Rabbi Lazar Amar, it means the following. Charisha, plowing during Shemitah is what we're talking about. That we might have thought you get Malkus for plowing during Shemitah. V'achikamer, this is what we're trying to say. Yachal yilkal charisha da'asi miklal l'pradu klal. We might think you get Malkus for plowing during Shemitah because we could derive it from a klalu pradu klal, which is a certain way to learn psukim, which we had on Amud Aleph. V'nasavle talmud de'lupatura, and that's why we need a pasuk to teach us that you're pater, and the way the pasuk teaches us that you're pater for plowing during Shemitah is Dimkein kolani prati lamali. If you were really chayev for plowing during Shemitah, why, when the Torah tells us what you're not allowed to do during Shemitah, does the Torah have to mention so many detailed items? You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to prune, you're not allowed to harvest, you're not allowed to harvest grapes. Why would it say all those things if you're not allowed to do anything, if you're not even allowed to plow? So it must be that you are allowed to plow during Shemitah. That's one interpretation of what this was about. Second interpretation, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yamim Shosifu Chacham Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Now what this is referring to is the extra days before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year that we already start observing the laws of Shemitah. V'hachi kamer, this is what it means to say, Yachal Yilkal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. We might have thought that you get Malkus if you violate the additional days that we add on to the Shemitah year before the Shemitah year starts. Da'asi b'charash v'katzir tishbos, because we would learn it, maybe b'charash v'katzir tishbos, from the pasuk that says that you're not allowed to plow and to harvest during Shemitah. It can't be talking about Shemitah itself, because we already know you're not allowed to plow and harvest during Shemitah. So we might have thought that pasuk is teaching us that you're not even allowed to plow and harvest be in the additional time we add on to the Shemitah year. But we're going to have a special drasha that's going to teach us that you don't get punished for plowing and harvesting during the additional time we add on to the Shemitah year. So main point number one is two explanations of what we would have thought you get Malkus for, but you don't. A, plowing during Shemitah. B, working the field during Tosefes Shvius. What does Tosefes Shvius mean? The additional days they added to the Shemitah year. Shemitah year is not just from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, they added additional days. Most of this Amud is going to be about that idea, that they added additional days onto the Shemitah year. Who added it? Did the Torah add it? Did God add it in Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Did some Beis Din add it? Who added more to the Shemitah year than it already has? So it says, my yom shel fnei Rosh Hashanah. What are these days before Rosh Hashanah? Where do we ever add days? Kedetanan, like we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Shavias, which is all about Shemitah, an masei choshem steilin erev Shavias. When are you until when in the year before Shemitah are you allowed to continue to plow your field with trees? Beishamei omrim calls man shiach lepri. Beishamei says as long as it's still beneficial for the fruits of the sixth year, you're allowed to plow that field during the sixth year. You don't have to worry that this is some Shemitah violation. Ubeisilal omrim, Beisilal says, Ada Atzeres. You're allowed to continue to do so until Shavuos of Erev Shemitah of the sixth year. Ukrovin Dibrayelu, even though Beishamai said, so long as it's good for the fruits, and Beisilal said until Shavuos, they're pretty much the same exact time. It's good for the fruits pretty much until Shavuos. That's by a field that has trees in it. And until when can you plow a field that has grain in it, that grows grain during the sixth year? Erev Shvius, during the sixth year? Mishatichla alecha. As soon as the moisture is gone from the ground, because man shebneadim chorshim lita mishkaos umidlaos, and as long as people are still plowing in order to plant gourds and melons and things like that, you're still allowed to plow your grain field the year before Shemitah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, imkei nitnatar ashir l'kol echad v'echad v'yado. He says, if that's the case, then there's no set time. Everyone's just going to try to figure it out for themselves. Are people planting gourds? Are people not planting gourds? Can I still plow? And everyone's going to have their own time, and that's just not a recipe for success, to have everyone just deciding things on their own. Ella, he says, no, we have to have like set time. So here's how it goes. B'stei alavan ad ha-pesach. In a grain field, you're allowed to plow that field until Pesach of the sixth year. Ubistei Ilan, in a field with trees, ad ha-tzeres. You're allowed to plant it until Shavuos of the year before Shemitah. So main point number two, machlokes tanayim, whether there's a set time during the sixth year that you have to stop plowing, or it's more flexible. Rabbi Shimon says it's got to be a set time. Can't be flexible. If it's flexible, it's ridiculous. Everyone's going to have their own thing. But the Tanakhama apparently thought that it can be flexible. Okay, so the Gemara explains, how is it possible that what we just said is correct, that the Torah somehow says you're not allowed to do malacha even before the Shemitah year starts, and then the rabbis came along and said, ah, it's all right. Ram Gamliel and his Beis Din said, oh, we know that you're not allowed, that you're only supposed to plow up until, you know, Shavuos or Pesach, but Ram Gamliel and his Beis Din came along and got rid of that rule, and they said, it's okay, you can keep on plowing, don't worry about it. So someone asked somebody, Ram Gamliel Beis Dino, how can Ram Gamliel and his Beis Din get rid of, nullify a takana that was made by the Beis Din of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Din Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is much earlier and much greater. Vatnan, we have a Mishnah that says, and here's an important concept, Ein Beis Din Yachal Avatal Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro Elim Kein Gadol Menachem Chacham Minyan. No later Beis Din can ever undo something that was said by an earlier Beis Din, unless the later Beis Din is greater in Chachma and Minyan. What does that mean, Chachma and Minyan?
Size and wisdom.
Good, size and wisdom. Only then can a later Beis Din. So how could Rav Gamliel's Beis Din get rid of a rule that was made by the Beis Din Beis Shammai Hillel? Beis Shammai Hillel said you're not allowed to plow even before Shemitah a little bit. And Rav Gamliel is Beis Din just say it's okay? What is going on? Ishtam Kshachada. So the person who was asked the question was like taken aback. He was quiet for a minute. And then he said, Amor, kach hisnu b'neihen. Maybe we could say that when Beis Shammai Beis Hillel originally made this din, they built in a condition to this rule, that kol rotzel levatel, yavol v'yavatel. Maybe they themselves weren't so sure that this rule should be everlasting. And maybe when the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel originally made this rule, they built in an out. They built a way that if a later Beis Din wants to come, we hereby give permission to a later Beis Din to overrule us. That must have been what happened. The Gemara says, okay, but still it's not going to satisfy us because did who he? Halacha l'moshe misinahi. Do you think the original rule was made by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? The original rule was not made by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Who's it made by? Halacha l'moshe misinahi. It was made by God. God gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. It's another important concept, halacha l'moshe misinahi. So how can you say that Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din couldn't uproot? I understand you want to say they uprooted a rule that was made by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel because that was built into the condition. But how could they uproot a rule that was made by God? Halacha l'moshe misinahi. Dam Rabbasi Yom Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Nechun Yishbikas Beis Chorsan, because it was a certain rabbi said that the following three halachos are all halacha l'moshe misinahi. Eser Netios, the halacha that you're allowed to plow a field that has 10 saplings in it on the year before Shemitah, up until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, so that the saplings don't dry out. Arava, the halacha that we put large aravos next to the Mizbeach on Oshana Rabbah. And Nisuch HaMayim, the halacha that we pour water on the Mizbeach, on Sukkis, are all halacha l'moshe misinai. But the critical one is the first one. The first one, Eser Netios, this halacha that you're only allowed to plow a field that has 10 saplings in it up until Shemitah, tells you that according to halacha l'moshe misinai, typically you're not allowed to plow a field all the way up until the Shemitah year. That there is some time before the Shemitah year where it's usur to plow, where you have to stop plowing. So what question are we asking? How can Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din tell us what? Good. Tell us you're allowed to plow. If Aloch L'Moshe Misinai told us, you're not allowed to plow. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Ki Gemiri Hilchsa Shloshim Yom L'Fnei Rosh Hashanah. Now here's what happened. The Aloch L'Moshe Misinai told us you're not allowed to plow 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Va'asu Hani. Then Beis Shammai Beis Hillel came along. Tikun Mipesach Me'atzeres. And they said, not only 30 days before, you should already stop plowing the Pesach before, or the Shavuos before, meaning way more than 30 days before. And then, Va'asnu B'detu, Beishamei Beisil, when they made their rule, when they added all the way back to Pesach, or all the way back to Shavuos, they said, Kalarotzel Vatel Yavavi Yavatel, that anyone who wants to uproot this can come and uproot it. And that's exactly what Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din did. Rabbi Gamliel went back to the original rule that how many days before do you have to stop? What was the original rule of Halacha Moshe Misinai?
30 days,
exactly. So main point number, whatever we're up to, is Mida Oraisa, you have to stop plowing 30 days before Shemitah. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel added all the way back to Shavuos or Pesach. Rabban Gamliel overruled Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rabban Gamliel overruled Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Does it mean they overruled Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? They brought it back to what halacha?
30 days.
So now the Gemara is going to say, wait a second. Doing malacha 30 days before is halacha l'moshe misinai? Are you sure about that? Vahani hilchasa ninu? Are you sure these are halacha l'moshe misinai? Krai ninu! What's krai? What's kra? These are psukim! It's not halacha l'moshe misinai! It's an even stronger da'oraisa. D'tanya, we have a braisa. V'charishu v'katzir tishbos. The pasuk that talks about Shabbos says you're not allowed to plow or harvest on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva omers. Rabbi Kiva says this pasuk that tells us you're not allowed to plow and harvest can't be talking about Shabbos. Even though it sounds like it's talking about Shabbos, it can't be talking about Shabbos because on Shabbos it's not only plowing and harvesting that's usur. What are you not allowed to do on Shabbos? How many malachas?
39.
So why would it identify just plowing and harvesting? Can't be talking about Shabbos. Even though it's said in a pasuk that's about Shabbos, that phrase can't be about Shabbos. We have this in Makos, by the way. That phrase can't be about Shabbos. So what's that phrase about? Ein tzarich lomer charish v'katzir shel shviyas. It also can't be about Shemitah, because we already have psukim that tell us that you're not allowed to plow and harvest during Shemitah. So if it's not about Shabbos, and it's not about Shemitah, when could it be about that you're not allowed to plow and harvest? Yeah, so it must be, says Sharikvar Nemr, Sadkalosizma, Kamakalosizma. We already have a pasuk by Shemitah. Ella, you know what it's about? Charishel Erev Shviyas, Shenichnas L'Shviyas. What's it about? It's about the end of the sixth year that you're already not allowed to plow and harvest. Katzir Shel Shviyas, that you're not allowed to plow. Katzir Shel Shviyas, Shiatzal Motsai Shviyas. And harvesting is, you're not allowed to harvest at the beginning of the eighth year the stuff that grew during the Shemitah year. So when we say you're not allowed to plow, it means you're not allowed to plow at the end of the sixth year for the benefit of the seventh year, and you're not allowed to harvest at the beginning of the eighth year the stuff that grew at the end of the seventh year. So what do we see? You have psukim that tell you about the din of Tosefes Shviyas, that you have to add on to the Shemitah year. You don't need Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, it's psukim. So that's how Rabbi Akiva understands that pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that pasuk is talking about something else. That pasuk is teaching me that ma charish rishus, just like plowing is always something that is not a mitzvah, there's never anywhere a mitzvah to plow, af katzir rishus. So too, the type of harvesting you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is harvesting that's not a mitzvah. But if you could come up with a way that harvesting is a mitzvah, you'd be allowed to do that harvesting on Shabbos. Where's that? Yatza Ktzira Omer, she mitzvah. Ktziras HaOmer is a mitzvah. It's an important concept. I realize if you don't have Gemaras, it's not going to help over here because we're on Dalar and Alf already. But Ktziras HaOmer is a mitzvah. What's Ktziras HaOmer? Good, harvesting the grain for the Karban Omer. So bottom line is, according to Rabbi Akiva, we know the din of Tosefes Shviyas, not from Halacha Moshe Misinai, but from an actual pasuk. So just one more line over here. Ella Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Gemiri Hilchsa L'Mishri Yalda. Cry L'Meisr Zekena. You're right, it's Psukim. The Psukim are there to tell me that an old tree you're not allowed to plow for. The Halachal Moshe Misinai says that if it's saplings, if it's young trees, you are allowed to plow for them. V'kivin dehilchsa l'mishri yalda, but if the Halachal Moshe Misinai is telling me that for saplings you are allowed to plow for, lav memele zekena asira, can't we figure out on our own that obviously old trees you're not allowed to? Ella hilchsa l'Rabbi Shmuel, cry l'Rabbi Akiva. We'll stop there. The Halachal Moshe Misinai is according to Rabbi Shmuel, psukim according to Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, it's definitely a din d'oraisa that you got to stop plowing 30 days before Shemitah. What kind of din d'oraisa? Is it psukim or is it Halachal Moshe Misinai? Rabbi Shmuel would say it's psukim, right? No, it's Halachal Moshe Misinai, and Rabbi Akiva would say it's psukim. But either way, 30 days before Shemitah, it's D'oraisa. What did Beishamai B'Yisrael do? They added that when do you have to stop plowing? Pesach or Shavuos, depending on what type of field it is. What did Ram Gamliel then do?
He said put it back to 30 days.
Good. He got rid of the Beishamai B'Yisrael and said it goes back to being 30 days. We will stop there. Okay.